Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, October 20th, 2017. Once again, I'm joined by my special guest, Justin Bryant, creator of the YouTube channel, Just Incredible Things. Go check it out. I need to post a link to that in the chat area. I'll do that in a second. Encourage you to check that out. We need to move on because we haven't really even gotten into the subject matter at hand yet. We played the mainstream coverage of yesterday's event, Richard Spencer speaking in Gainesville, Florida, at the University of Gainesville, University of Florida Gainesville Phillips Center for the Performing Arts. But we haven't, and we talked about it a little bit, but we haven't really gotten into Justin's coverage of that. And so maybe what we can do here real quick is play a clip about a minute long or so of Justin's coverage of that yesterday. I thought it was interesting when you were live streaming there, your kind of touching on who was there and what was going on. And for folks that don't know, if you watch Justin's video titled Richard Spencer Protests Live in Gainesville, Florida, you'll see I think it's crazy. I mean, I don't understand how the mainstream guys that are broadcasting there, like Lewis Bolden, who we played his coverage over at News 6 Orlando earlier, I don't understand how they're not freaking out like you are. I mean, are they just oblivious? You got that crazy wandering guy in the background of your video that keeps showing up, as you were pointing out. You have drones, helicopters, snipers on multiple roofs, including in front of the pyramid, which was creepy, as you pointed out. And then there are the bussers, as I say. So here's kind of the middle of Justin's video, the point that I call the bussers that he's talking about. Go ahead, please.
A lot of people kind of rushed up, looked like there was a fight that broke out. I had a hard time seeing what was going on in front of me. I actually have this on a tripod right now, so I kind of raised it up. I'm not really sure what I caught. I'll edit all this later and make sure I get it all uploaded for everybody. A lot of chants, a lot of anger, a lot of hate, and a peaceful rally, which doesn't make sense to me sometimes. Also along with that, there was just a fight a little bit ago that broke out right in front of me, and somebody said it was between a 3%er and one of the Black Lives Matter members. As much as you keep hearing that around here, you hear Black Lives Matter, yet it's the majority of it, crazy enough, it's a bunch of little gangly white kids. Most of them probably never seen a rough day in their life. That's the thing that gets me with a lot of the college students you see here and a lot of these people, is the fact that, you know, they're out here chanting and out here thinking they're fighting for something, but a lot of them have no clue what it's like to really fight in life. A lot of them have no clue what it's like to worry, to, you know, feed your child, pay your bills, put a roof over your head. They don't understand the simple things in life. They miss their Woodstock, and this turned into more of a fact. Yes, can't we all just get along? Let's see. What do we got here? That's sad. I heard someone.
That's good. So you can hear what's going on. Those are the people that I call the bussers, largely bust in a lot of times. And
yeah, a lot from Tampa, Orlando, even north of here. I heard people talking about coming in from all the way from Carolina. I even thought I heard a couple of Californias in there, which wouldn't shock me one bit. Sorry about that footage there. I had a real horrible connection in that area. That was one thing I noticed anytime I really started talking about something. And one of my subscribers pointed it out. They said, every time you go to say something really important, it's cutting out. And I said, well, you know, yeah. That's just, unfortunately, it seems like that's how it always goes.
Yep, exactly.
The video that will be up hopefully today or later today or tomorrow is going to show really all, as I kept saying, I was in the lion's den is what I felt like. Felt like I was in the Roman Colosseum and the lions were about to take me out there or something. But that footage will be up soon, and there's a lot of detail I'm sure that mainstream hasn't covered. And a lot of the incidences that I was right in the middle of that will be covered. Everything down to chance. And I will warn everybody, please, I wouldn't let children listen to this. The stuff that these people say is just unbelievable. This will probably be one of the first videos with that much cussing ever. And I just want to warn everybody, if you have young ears around, I would kind of steer them away from it. Speaking of young ears, one woman there yesterday actually, I'm sitting as one of Spencer's guys are coming out, and this is where things really kind of amped up. I think there was some mace sprayed, one of those deals. So the crowd started rushing back. Well, as I looked down, there's a stroller right at my feet with, I'd say, about a year and a half, 2-year-old baby. And you'll actually see this. What happens is all these people around it are so lost in this moment, and even the mother screaming, you know, F you, Nazi, this and that, the things coming out of her mouth, I would have never realized there was a stroller at my feet. Well, at that moment, the crowd starts rushing. I actually had to use my body, nobody else, with all these peaceful, loving, caring people, decided to put the baby's needs or look out for the baby. They were going to run it over. And you'll see in the video, I actually use my body as a shield and start yelling at everybody. And then I tell the mother, you know, I yell at everybody, there's a baby here, stop. And I shield it with my body. And then I tell the mother, get out of here. And I tell all the people behind her, you know, spread, get out of the way. And they're looking at me, you know, like I'm crazy. And it just boggles me that why would you put your child, you know, you're so full of this hate or supposed peace that you would put your child in that kind of predicament, that kind of danger? I mean, the sensibility and reason in their minds is just lack there or none.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I mean, just it's mindless automatons. It's unbelievable. No offense to people. It could be because of the conditioning. This is where people have gotten to. But, you know, you mentioned in one of the videos, at least one that I recall, I remember one mention of Charlottesville. And for folks that don't remember, you know, 3 deaths, 38 plus injuries, and a state of emergency. Same thing in Gainesville, state of emergency. And again, speaking of Richard Spencer, I want to talk a little bit more about that in a second maybe. But Spencer is a guy who seeks out and invariably finds moments like the Piers Morgan, Tommy Robinson, Donnybrook, you know, these mindless altercations that only serve to further fuel civil unrest, which takes me right back to Pike's letter to Mazzini, a quote by Mike Huckabee that I didn't mention earlier that I was going to mention too. And the ultimate point that, as Patrick Henry and many others of the founders wisely observed, our only hope is virtue, morality, and religion. Even in a post-truth epic, I believe that virtue and morality are hopefully still self-explanatory. But when I say religion, I always mean it in the context of James chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. pure and undefiled religion in the eyes of our God and Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained from the world. And, you know, what you're talking about is exactly the opposite of that. It's exactly what Benjamin Franklin was talking about when he said only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters, which, as you're pointing out, is precisely what's planned. The bad guys, whether they're out there, whether it's the Mujahideen through Operation Cyclone and Al-Qaeda, or whether it's here through the FBI's COINTELPRO efforts and George Soros' Open Society Foundation, which has another $18 billion now, so you can expect more of this, and the creation of these supposed grassroots organization and the astroturfing that we see, that all of those enemies, so to speak, or all those bad guys are always contrived. They're always manufactured, and we're being led down this primrose path of destruction. And the problem is, when you and I talk about this stuff and point this stuff out, when we talk about what's really going on, people are largely unresponsive since there's no sex appeal. Like the victimhood all these groups espouse, or the pursuant mindless call to action, like those I've talked about on this broadcast, the Women's March, for example, and their "Come on, ladies, let's march" with no cogent foundational premise beneath them. It's exactly the kind of situation you're describing with these kids that are running around talking about a peaceful march. Meanwhile, they can't stop talking about violence. This is exactly what's going on in this country. It's sad to see that people can't see that they are being led down a primrose path of destruction. That's exactly what Nesta Webster was talking about in her book, World Revolution, and how she was saying that – I'll try to pull that quote up here in a minute. I don't remember it off the top of my head. But how she was saying that people didn't realize – that the French Workers' Party was largely infiltrated by Karl Marx, for example, and that he basically turned them against themselves and one another and got them fighting against themselves. And that's exactly what you're talking about. You're right there on the ground going, basically, you know, if you could stop everything, I would imagine you saying something like, guys, can't you see that you are being pitted against one another? It's painfully obvious.
That's the point I try to make. That's the point I try to make constantly in my videos. And I mean, heck, I can bring it up almost in every subject because we see it. We've seen it really, really. It blossomed in 9/11, and we saw the way that went down. We saw the blatant evidence, and like you said, how people don't see things that are right there. A lot of times, they choose not to see it. They choose to look away because that uncomfortableness of their perfect reality being messed up, if they have to venture outside this box, or some people call it the Matrix syndrome, you're stuck in this world, and just like in the Matrix, you'd rather stay in it because inside that world, you have everything figured out. You have everything the way you want. Even though there's a lot of, you know, chaos and horrible things going on, you still have it figured out. But when you step outside that box and you start to venture out of that matrix, you start to see you don't have it figured out. And that confusion scares people a lot of times. The truth is one of the most fearful things right now. People don't want to look at the truth, and they're so scared to confront it that they do anything to run away. And usually that anything, a lot of times, is anger. People lash out in anger. You know, if you talk to somebody about 9/11, you start laying facts down of what really happened, you know, the first thing they do is they get mad at you. They call you unpatriotic, that you hate America, that you're for the terrorists and all this stuff. Yeah. And it's completely the opposite. You love America. Yeah. You're anti-government, which, I mean, possibly I might fit that. But when it really boils down, you know, they lash out at you because that's what they've been told. You know, the media has created, and the powers that be have created these boogeymen, these movie-like characters that we have to go after. You look at even Spencer, just the look, the way he talks, he's a perfect, I mean, he fits in a movie role. He's that villain that you need to create all this hate. But the thing is, it's nothing but a movie. It's drawing people in, and they don't see the real reality around it, that just division that's been created by this character. And on both sides, we see these characters. But really, in all, you follow the paper trail back, they all go to the same place. And, yep. I mean, as far as these boogeymen, we see it. I mean, even with Vegas, in one of my videos, I talked about Vegas. I said, you know, in 9/11, it was, you know, you had to be scared of anybody with brown skin. And now they said this little nice old man, this retiree, the guy down the block that waves at you and tells you to stay off his lawn, now he's the terrorist. So now not only are people looking at anybody with darker skin and being afraid of them, and now you create that animosity, now people are going to be looking at each other. Well, anybody could be the terrorist. Anybody could attack me at any moment. You see how this man just snapped? So now everybody, I mean, you create the police state once again. You have everybody watchdogging each other, which is one of their main goals. Not only do you have surveillance everywhere, but now you have the eyes of the people. And in their minds, just like talking about 9/11, to be patriotic, you have to go along with what the powers that be tell you. You have to be patriotic. You have to tell on your neighbor. If you see your neighbor bought an extra gun, well, I better call and tell, you know, somebody he bought an extra gun, because he could be that next Vegas shooter. And it's just, it's amazing, like you said, though, how, you know, people are just blind to it. And they're so ate up with this, whatever movement they think. They want to feel a part of something. They want to feel like, I'm doing something here. I'm making a difference. And granted, some of them might have the best intentions in mind. Maybe somewhere in there, in their matrix, they think this is reality, and they think they're going to make a difference and do something. But the problem is they're so engulfed in it, they're so caught up in it, they can't see anything on the outside. Like I said earlier to you, you know, it's like the moth to the light. And that's the only thing they can concentrate on. They can't see the guy standing on the side of the light with a big fly swat. Yep. And they walk right into it, and they don't realize
a reminder or a nod to Plato's Republic and the allegory of the cave. Specifically, one of the prisoners gets free, you know, one of the slaves chained to the wall like you or me gets free, gets out into the light and tries to go back and say, whoa, guys, this is crazy. Those shadows dancing on the wall are just puppets. They're shadows. It's a big puppet show. And the actual, you know, the puppeteers are back behind us. You can't see them when you're chained to the wall like this, but they're back there. And most of the time when you come with that kind of a message, the slaves are so deeply conditioned that they'll try to attack the bearer of the message and kill the messenger. And to your point about kind of how this conditioning works and the way that it's just easier – and very seductive and attractive to get sucked into it. I call it bumper bowling. It's really easy to bumper bowl, and it creates an anemia. You know, you put these bumpers up on either side of the you put bumpers up on either side of the bowling alley or the lane, and you know, you feel like you're throwing strikes every time, but really you're not doing anything. You're not learning how to bowl. And once you get out into the freedom of thinking for yourself and thinking critically, like you were talking about, sure, it's a little bit scary because you don't have the same training wheels that these scripted sound bites give you, but you build up a confidence and a strength that we've lost in this country. We've been seduced away from it, and that's very unfortunate. The Huckabee quote, real quick. Mike Huckabee, back at when he was running for president 10 years ago during the 2008 election cycle, this is a provocative quote. I always think of it in these situations. He said at the CSIS, a CFR speech, Council on Foreign Relations speech at the CSIS, Center for Strategic and International Studies, he said, besides the threat of small groups of educated people launching isolated attacks, we face the danger of mass movements of the dispossessed and discontented rising up, which is always contrived, always manufactured. But he said, to create havoc in the world, you need educated people to provide the intellectual underpinnings and poor, desperate people to provide the manpower. Before the Russian Revolution,
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Just about the bottom of the second hour, not quite, of today's broadcast, this Friday, October 20th. Once again, I'm joined by my special guest, Justin Bryant, creator of the YouTube channel, Just Incredible Things. I just posted a link in the chat area to his video, so go check it out. And folks have already posted links to Justin's videos, the Richard Spencer protests live in Gainesville, Florida, for example. So obviously you guys are already on the ball as far as that's concerned. So getting back to the point here and then tying this back to Richard Spencer's visit, and then I want to touch on Las Vegas because that's as big as anything. And like you keep pointing out, Justin, we shouldn't get away from that. But what we should kind of stick on that because of the way that that incident has been mischaracterized, and the way that because of the narrative that's basically unraveling with each passing moment and press conference and
pushing it out of the media.
Yeah, exactly. But
you know that
the Huckabee quote, Mike Huckabee, 2007 September, during the 2008 election cycle, Huckabee said, "To create havoc in the world," and these words always echo in my mind when this stuff is happening. He said, "To create havoc in the world, you need educated people to provide the intellectual underpinnings and poor, desperate people to provide the manpower." Before the Russian Revolution, and again, it's no small irony that this is the 100-year anniversary of the October Revolution. He said, "Before the Russian Revolution, the rural peasants who formed the overwhelming bulk of this of the population weren't sitting around reading Karl Marx. They were illiterate, as America is today, functionally illiterate. It took a small number of intellectuals to provide the theory and then rally oppressed peasants behind them. The ruling class is the spark, but the underclass is the fuel. A strong middle class is the firewall. We know what's happened to the middle class in America in recent years." But for those who may not know much about Richard Spencer in this case, the alt-right founder, leader of the National Policy Institute, I think Shane Burley's September 2016 Truthout article titled "How the Alt-Right is Attempting to Hide Its White Supremacist Ties" provides a provocative insight, pun perhaps intended, and some essential background. From the article, the section titled "A Movement for Those Abandoned by Conservatism," which sounds exactly like Huckabee's words. And by the way, I point to Huckabee not because he's one of the good guys, but because he's one of the bad guys who gives a nod to kind of how this works when he was prostrating himself in his bid for the presidency before the powers that be, so to speak. Anyway, from that article, from Shane Burley's article over at Truthout, the alt-right originated several years ago when former assistant editor at the American conservative Richard Spencer took a job at Taki's Magazine, a controversial web publication closely associated with the edge of paleoconservatism, a conservative movement that reclaimed old right, quote-unquote, isolationism intermixed with libertarian economics and racial dog whistle policies, which is not accurate, but whatever. Scott McConnell, the founding editor of the American Conservative, invited Spencer to join the magazine's editorial staff after reading an article that Spencer had written in defense of the lacrosse players at Duke University who were accused of sexually assaulting a black student from North Carolina Central University. As Spencer himself drifted to the right, he began meeting dissidents, quote unquote, from the conservative movement. I'll finish that up the last little bit on the other side of this break, and we'll move on from there. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. "I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice. But again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Once again, by my special guest, Justin Bryant, creator of the YouTube channel, Just Incredible Things. And as I said earlier, great stuff. I posted a link to his channel in the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com. And so check that out. Obviously, folks are listening because there are links that were posted previous to my links to his videos, his coverage of the Richard Spencer event specifically, prior to my posting a link to his channel. So just to conclude that point on Richard Spencer, who he is and what all of this portends anyway, what does all of this mean? So again, from Shane Burley's article over at Truth Out last September. To conclude, as Spencer himself drifted to the right, he began meeting dissidents, quote unquote, from the conservative movement. And again, all of this is sort of political sophisms. These terms are soft, squishy, fluid terms, and so bear that in mind, obviously. But continuing, this included libertarians on the social right, race realists, ethnic white supremacist pagans, radical traditionalist anti-Semitic Catholics, white nationalists, and a host of others that seemed to be both on the right and an alternative to the neoconservatism of the conservative movement associated with the commentator William F. Buckley Jr. Inside of the far right H.L. Mencken Club, which I think is kind of an indictment against Buckley and Mencken, but I digress, which has hosted everyone from Pat Buchanan to VDare founder Peter Brimlow. A term for this dissident strain was brewing, which is where alt-right came from, allegedly. So some interesting observations. I think parenthetically, real quick, it's interesting to note that listeners of this broadcast for any length of time will recall I've mentioned the Rand Corporation's monograph from 1996 titled The Advent of Net War, in which its authors basically foreshadowed all of this. They said the internet will give rise to all of these kind of headless groups and those that we hear about. And you heard Justin talking about these sorts of groups when he was there on the ground at the Richard Spencer event. But the point is, you should be able to see this individual is precisely the kind of intellectual Molotov cocktail, a social and cultural IED, if you will, to which Huckabee spoke 10 years ago. And Pike's letter to Mazzini, for that matter. And again, as we reflect on this juggernaut of Marx meets Alinsky balkanization, it's no small irony. This is the 100-year anniversary of the October Revolution. But the real problem is, as we've been discussing, this is all manufactured. It's all theater, contrived, orchestrated, fomented conflicts designed and intended to destabilize society. And that's the reality of all these conflicts. And incidentally, the reason why smart countries like Russia and George Soros's native Hungary are kicking the NGOs and NPOs out and throwing their mind pollution out with them. The conclusive evidence in this case is the simple question, why would someone with Spencer's views, A, pay to rent the Phillips Center, ostensibly I would add, and B, take time and pay to travel about as far across the country as possible, only to argue with people who are entirely unwelcoming because they find you offensive and hold opposing views? The answer is rhetorical, obviously, but some headlines that from yesterday's event that I think really say it all. This one from USA Today, it's basically a powder keg right now. University of Florida braces for Richard Spencer's speech. That's one that you pointed to, Justin. Another USA Today headline, University President Richard Spencer hoping for violence to build movement. This one, Richard Spencer speech at Florida campus sparks mass protest. That's the BBC story, complete with a photo of Harry Potter, as you pointed out, getting punched in the face. Funny how, and as I said when we were talking before the show, funny how these spontaneous moments, allegedly, are always captured in perfect Getty Images style. This LA Times story, white nationalist Richard Spencer to noisy Florida protesters, you don't shut me down. I think this is a good one. Shouted down, white supremacist Richard Spencer shut down a Florida town for nothing. That pretty much says it all. That's a Vice News headline, complete with photo of the crowd with Marxist arms raised, fist clenched, and a bird, if you know what I mean. And that, and if that's not enough, remember the Charlottesville riots back in August as a result of the Unite the Right rally. Compliments of who? He was one of the featured folks there. featured incendiaries, I would say, that resulted in 3 deaths, 38 injuries, and a state of emergency. You got the same thing happening in Gainesville yesterday, and people can't see that this is all orchestrated? This is precisely what happens when we get the Richard Spencers, Ben Shapiro's, Miley Yiannopoulos's, the, you know, Mike Cernovich's, Ann Coulter circulating, especially in such an infantile culture, as you were pointing out. And if that's not enough, Eric Prince, you know, the Blackwater founder whose organization found itself in hot water for murdering innocent Muslims, he even spoke on September 26th during the Free Speech Week at UC Berkeley on, get this, Islamic Peace and Tolerance Day. You couldn't script a more awful mix of intellectual, religious, and emotional juices, again, especially in this post-truth era. And if you don't like it, don't show up to the event. It's interesting to me how all sides of these conflicts are always bust in, ready to fight on cue, as you pointed out, crowds on demand style, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely it's something to watch, and especially experience. And like I told you earlier, I think that's the last time I go by myself.
Yeah.
You know, just listening to the general public in town and the actual people who live in this community, you know, it was a feeling of fear and, you know, everybody wondering what's going to happen. But then you have this state of emergency that's, you know, put into place, and everybody supposedly is at ease now because nothing will happen because we've said there's – it's amazing how these statements they put out, you know, it's this calming to the public, much as our Vegas sheriff said, you know, I just said things to calm the public. They're constantly putting out these little phrases and stuff, and everybody's thinking nothing would happen, that it would be peaceful on the Antifa side. You know, they wouldn't do anything negative. They would be so peaceful. And supposedly these cops weren't, you know, I remember people telling me, well, nothing's going to happen because the cops are there. And I said, well, did you see Charlottesville?
You must not be acquainted with history, my friend.
Yeah, I said, what's different here? Well, those cops weren't there yet. I said, no, they were standing everywhere. They were told to stand down. So they get these orders to stand down. They want this amplification. They want that powder keg to explode. It's just like when Harry Potter tried to jump the fence because I guess he had heard the cops were going to keep him safe, and the cops pushed him back across the fence and said, no, you're on your own. We got to get some photo ops here. And they basically walked down the fence line, making sure he didn't jump it, and he stayed in that group. And basically you saw photographers fighting through the crowd to get in there and get those perfect photo ops, as you speak of. And it's funny enough, right as I believe the punch was thrown, before that there was a photographer who had gone kind of right up to the backside of that group, and I noticed it seemed like she was always in the right place at the right time. And you'll probably notice her on the video. She's wearing knee pads. And she kind of gets right up in there before it happened. And it's like she was ready for that photo op. And it's strange how those things do work out like that.
Yeah. How fortuitous every time, you know?
Yes.
And whenever this kind of stuff comes up and you know, with Vegas in the background, I'm always reminded of Mike Rogers' words. Congressman at the time, Mike Rogers, said when he was invited on Fox News Sunday to talk about the Benghazi incident, Chris Wallace was talking to him about the ridiculous White House narrative that we know now was totally contrived because of the Judicial Watch emails that released as a result of the FOIA request. But Mike Rogers, who was then the House Intelligence Committee chairman and former FBI agent, said the first thing you learn as a young FBI agent is this: there are coincidences, but they're not likely, and there are a lot of coincidences about this event. And so when you take these little individual sort of anomalies and irregularities by themselves, you go, yeah, you know, it's possible. But then, like we're talking about, just, I mean, the photo ops, for example, at all of these events, just, you know, how fortuitous that every time something like this happens, there is somebody from the BBC or some mainstream affiliate that happens to catch the perfect photograph. And this has been going on for decades, for those who don't know. And you've talked about this. Other folks are aware of this, but we all need to kind of keep our eyes wide open and be paying attention to this stuff. So yesterday's event was just another step in the direction of tyranny and overreach. And again, we need to reach back to virtue, morality, and religion. The answer to bad guys out there that the CIA creates and that network now is not more surveillance and more guns and more stuff. And the answer to bad guys here that the FBI creates, watch Trevor Aronson's TED Talk for those who don't know how this FBI strategy is actually creating terrorists. The answer to that is not greater control and, you know, disarming law-abiding Americans, et cetera, et cetera. It's virtue, morality, and religion. We need to find a way to have a civil discourse and be respectful of one another. You put it great, Justin, in your video about the primer. Richard's – well, not the live one, but Richard Spencer speaking in Gainesville, Florida, mainstream calling it a powder keg. You put it great, and you said it earlier on this broadcast how, you know, in like in your small community, folks get along. This is what we need to do. Even if we disagree on stuff, we need to find a way to have a peaceful civil discourse about things and learn from one another.
Well, people have forgotten how to do that and almost have been told not to do it anymore. That, you know, we have to, the way that we speak now is not open anymore, that we have to follow this format. That it goes all the way back to the beginning of the conversation, how our kids are raised and programmed. Well, that's how they want us all to communicate. And you have to follow, just like a computer or something else, you have to be a certain program. And you can't step outside that program, or you're going to be the virus of it. And if you're that virus, then, you know, you're taken care of. It's really just, it's unbelievable, and I keep going back to that, how people don't see it. And, you know, it takes me all the way back to, like I say, like 9/11 again, with these, you know, how you said these created terrorists by the CIA and created this. You know, they will constantly create it, but not only that, they create them on both sides now. Yeah. And it's just the difference is one's called a terrorist and one's called a protester, or they're all these created factions now by the same. It goes back to the meme with the two puppets left to right, but they're controlled, you know, by the same master. And nobody can seem to see that anymore. They're all so just brainwashed and delusional. And like I said before, too, I think a lot of them just don't want to see it.
It's amazing. You know, I always, when this subject comes up, I'm always reminded of Carol Quigley's The Anglo-American Establishment. And Amazon's description says, Quigley exposes the secrets, and you know, Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton mentor, macro historian extraordinaire, kind of Arnold J. Toynbee counterpart on this side of the pond. Amazon's description says, Quigley exposes the secret societies established in London in 1891 by Cecil Rhodes, namesake of Rhodesia, De Beers, who gave us the diamond is forever nonsense, etc. Quigley explains how these men and Cecil Rhodes' last will and testament, by the way, tells us why guys like George Soros are donating most of his fortune to the Open Society Foundation. Look up his last will and testament. Anyway, Quigley explains how these men worked in union to begin their society to control the world. What? He explains how all the wars from that time were deliberately created to control the economies of all the nations. So, you know, some people sometimes they say, Chris, you sound like you believe in a conspiracy. I say, you know, this – here on Amazon, this sounds like the conspiracy, not a conspiracy. And by the way, if Quigley explains, because he had an opportunity to examine their secret documents for a period of about 2 years, which he writes about in Tragedy and Hope, then he's obviously in a position of knowledge. And if he's talking about how all of the wars from that time were created deliberately to control all the economies of all the nations, my question is, when did that ever stop? And he gives evidence. For folks who don't know about what happened in the 20th century, read the late great Anthony Sutton's work on this subject about how both sides were controlled, about how Trotsky was a product of the New York banking establishment, and how the same things are happening now as we're talking. I mean, when did this ever stop? Remember when Prescott Bush got in trouble for being a part of the Brown Brothers Harriman contingent, the Yale Skull and Bones contingent that funded the Nazi war machine? He got a slap on the hand. His fortune was his millions from funding the Nazi war machine were put on hold. They were frozen for a period of time until the controversy blew over, and then, of course, you know, got his money. The same thing is happening now, folks. Stick around. More with my special guest, Justin Bryant, right after the short break. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Segment already, I can't believe it, of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Friday, October 20th, 2017. and joined by my special guest, Justin Bryant. I really appreciate you coming on the broadcast, Justin. And we haven't even touched on Las Vegas, really.
Really, yeah. I was just kind of thinking that myself. It's definitely so much more. And the way the mainstream's pushing this out, the way that the censorship has taken over on factions like YouTube, Facebook, anywhere where people are trying to get this information out. We've already seen the taxi cab driver's video taken down. And, you know, one thing I can't stress to people enough, any of these videos that you see that seem to be groundbreaking in your eyes, if you can somehow record it to your own SD device or something, do it. Because they will do everything in their power to get rid of whatever evidence is out there. The censorship is all too much. You know, it's funny how we all make mistakes in life, but you know, we all do these little things, but mainstream always seems to get away with it without admitting it. And they hide truths nonstop. The truth is what will set us all free, and without that truth, you know, everybody has a voice. Everybody out there, there's things like YouTube. If you find something, go on there, speak your voice. And we can't stop that. We cannot stop pushing against the censorship, and we can't stop fighting for the truth and keeping this information, too, especially with things like Vegas. We see how they want to push it away. They want that gone.
Right.
So we're seeing these other events rise up, and they want to put that on the media and get rid of this Las Vegas thing. It's already backfired on them enough.
Exactly. And, you know, speaking of Las Vegas, two things that you've pointed out that I think are fantastic observations that I haven't heard anybody else talk about, except, I don't know. I mean, I've touched on a little bit, but you talked about embedding, first of all, which I call, you know, pouring concrete. It's like pouring concrete. And so we are trying to get out in front of this establishment narrative to make sure that it isn't solidified the way that things have been in the past in people's minds, where once they hear that soundbite, you know, like single shooter, contrary to eyewitness accounts, even the emergency dispatch audio has multiple accounts of multiple shooters, but because of the embedding
confirmed
we talk about,
also.
Exactly. Exactly. So there's that, the embedding, and also the talking guns. We're about out of time, but you want to touch on either one of those real quick?
Well, the talking guns, a friend of mine, he's a former Marine, but like I said, once a Marine, always a Marine. When he first heard this, the sound from the shooting, he looked at me and he said, it reminds me of something we used to do in the Marines called talking guns. Now, this is used to usually help a guy reload and things like that, but he said in some incidences they would use it to kind of conceal there being more than one shooter. So they would kind of feed off of each other's shots, play off of an echo, play off of, you know, one guy running out, he would kind of come in the middle. That's why you hear those overlapping sounds. You can't have an echo before the initial blast. I mean, it's just common sense right there.
Right.
But when he pointed that out to me, the talking guns, it was right there in my face the whole time.
Yeah.
And there's definitely, you can look up the video on my channel. It shows the talking guns.
Yeah. We're out of time, Justin. Thanks, man. I hope
yeah,
we can
I hear
do
the
it
music.
Again. Yeah, I hope we can do
yeah,
it again.
Yeah, I'd love to.
All the best to you,
I'd love
my
to.
Friend.
I really enjoyed. Thank
I
you
appreciate
so much.
It.
Really appreciate
Folks,
it.
Folks, check out, you bet, check out Justin's YouTube channel at Just Incredible Things. There's a link in the chat area. It was great. I hope it was informative. I hope you have a great weekend. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.